USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Millions of Americans could be subjected to less favorable air quality due to smoke from those Canadian wildfires. 23 states are under air quality alerts from the Midwest to the Northeast, parts of the South as well. The smoke is expected to mostly dissipate by the weekend. Over 3,500 U.S. flights have been canceled or delayed so far today. This comes as over 2.8 million people are expected to pass through TSA this weekend. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said things are going better than last year. The Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university admissions policies were unconstitutional. Attorney Clarence McKee, who attended Howard University, says today's decision did not eliminate affirmative action.
They're not banning them. You look at things like race or background or geographical. They're just saying, you know, write an essay about how you overcame certain barriers. Then we get an idea how you benefit our school.
McKee also said today's decision rejects the concept of critical race theory and the idea of black victimhood. The risk of your food getting you sick is back up to pre-pandemic levels. The CDC said new data shows risk of contracting E. coli, salmonella, or other foodborne germs went up in 2022. The former school resource officer has been found not guilty for his response to the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
We, the jury, find as follows as to the defendant in this case. The defendant is not guilty.
Scott Peterson was the only armed officer in Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School at the time of the 2018 massacre that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others. He was accused of failing to take action to confront the gunman as shots rang out. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
16 people are hurt after an Amtrak train collides with a truck near Los Angeles. Three cars derailed when the passenger train hit a water truck that was sitting on the tracks. The train was traveling from Seattle to Los Angeles with nearly 200 people inside when it hit a truck in the town of Moore Park. Domingo Herman threw the 24th perfect game in Major League history as the New York Yankees blanked the Oakland A's 11-0 yesterday. Herman needed just 99 pitches to record the first perfect game since Felix Hernandez in 2012. It's also the fourth perfect game in Yankees franchise history. Most people in the U.S. believe the pandemic to be over, but fewer than half say their lives are back to business as usual. Mark Mayfield explains.
A new Gallup poll shows that 64% of respondents say the COVID pandemic is over. In February of this year, only 49% said the same. Just over 40% said that they don't think their lives will ever go back to what was normal pre-pandemic. Along party lines, 84% of Republicans said the pandemic is over, compared to 65% of independents and just over half of Democrats. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Actor Pete Davidson is entering rehab for his mental health. TMZ says Davidson has checked himself into a program to get help with his PTSD and depression. The comedian has been candid about his health struggles and says he periodically goes to rehab to better himself. Dave Collins, USA News.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.